we're still very dependent upon property taxes in Illinois, and I wish we could find a better way to fund schools. But if we're going to use property taxes the way we do, we have to also make sure that we have funding that makes sure that every child has the opportunity to get not equal education dollars, but equitable. And there's a difference between equal funding and equitable funding. All of the schools in the 115th Legislative District are either in Tier 1 or Tier 2. And it would take a long time to explain how the school funding works, but the gist of it is the less property, the less wealth that you have in your district, the less property wealth, the less ability to glean revenues for your district, the more money you're going to get under the new funding formula. And so for this region, the 115th district alone is going to receive $5.8 million in new money. So our schools are going to see an influx of money pretty quickly, because Tier 1 and Tier 2 will get their money first. Tier 3 and Tier 4 schools are the more wealthy schools. And so for us here, selfishly, it's my job to go and take care of the 115th district. The folks up north, if they think it's unfair, I would argue with them. We haven't been funded fairly for many, many years, and it's our turn to get a little bit of this funding. So now the challenge is going to be for legislators to make sure that every year we fund those new dollars. And I think that there's a real push to make sure that that happens. But the good thing for Tier 1 and Tier 2 are, even if we don't have the funds to stretch out for all four tiers, Tier 1 and Tier 2 are going to get it. So again, selfishly, as a representative who has all Tier 1 and Tier 2 schools, I'm happy to report our schools are going to get their money, and we're going to see a whole lot of new dollars in this district.